Does a bad economy lead to civil unrest, or is it vice versa? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Krista Brunschweiler, senior lecturer in economics at the University of East Anglia, determines which comes first.
Economically more backward countries are more likely to experience both nonviolent and violent civil unrest. And the link has been growing stronger in recent decades. The greater the development gap with the world economic leader, defined as the United States, the more likely a country has experienced nonviolent and violent mass demonstrations for regime change and, to a lesser degree, armed civil conflict and even civil war. We believe this is due to a combination of two factors. First, people compare their economic status with that of their peers. Traditionally, your peers were your neighbors and co-nationals, and you sought to emulate them in behavior known as keeping up with the Joneses. More recently, however, globalization and the spread of digital media have made international comparison simpler and more common. The second factor regards the ease of catching up with those who are better off. Political inability or the suppression by government of activities that might threaten the position of the ruling elite can make it difficult to emerge from economic backwardness. Put the two together, and you might get a dangerous buildup of popular discontent that can erupt into various forms of social tension. Uncovering this new link between economic backwardness and civil unrest is very interesting, but even more importantly, we are able to show that economic backwardness causes social tension, not the other way around. This implies that economic development is not only desirable for its own sake, but also because a widening gap between development leaders and laggards poses serious risks for peace and internal stability in the countries left behind.
That was Krista Brunschweiler of the University of East Anglia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.